Welcome to the OCR GCSE French Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to master one of the most important skills in your French reading exam, inferring meaning from context. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this skill is tested every single time you open that reading paper, and getting it right can be the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7. So settle in, grab a pen, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. The OCR GCSE French reading exam is not a vocabulary test. It is a comprehension and inference test. The examiners are not asking you to translate every word. They are asking you to demonstrate that you can understand what a French speaker is communicating even when the exact words are not in your vocabulary. That is what inferring meaning from context means. You are a detective and the text is your crime scene. Every grammatical clue, every time marker, every connective word is a piece of evidence that points you toward the correct answer. Now let's talk about the three core skills you need to master. The first is recognizing tense markers. The second is understanding negation patterns. And the third is avoiding faux amis, which are false friends. Let's take each one in turn. Tense markers are words and phrases that tell you when something is happening. In French, these are your best friends in the reading exam. If you see the word hier, that means yesterday, so you are in the past. If you see demain, that is tomorrow, so you are in the future. If you see actuellement or en ce moment, you are in the present. Now, here is a crucial point that catches so many candidates out every year. The word actuellement does not mean actually. It means currently or at the moment. This is one of the most common faux amis in the entire GCSE specification. And examiners know it. They will use it to test you. So when you see actuellement, think at this moment in time, not actually. Beyond single time words, you need to look at verb tenses themselves. If you see a verb ending in ate or ayant, that is the imperfect tense, describing ongoing or habitual actions in the past. Il travaillait means he used to work or he was working. If you see j'ai followed by a past participle, that is the passé composé, a completed action in the past. J'ai mangé means I ate. And critically, if you see je voudrais or il aimerait, that is the conditional tense, expressing a wish or desire that is not current reality. A candidate who reads je voudrais habiter à Paris and thinks the person currently lives in Paris has made a fundamental error. They would like to live in Paris. They do not necessarily do so now. Examiners award marks specifically for distinguishing between these tenses, so this distinction is worth marks every single time. Now let's move to negation patterns, because French negation is far richer than simply saying not. The basic negation is ni pas, meaning not. But there are several others you must know. Ni jamais means never. Ni plus means no longer or not anymore. Ni rien means nothing. And the one that trips up the most candidates, ni que. This does not mean not, it means only. So, je ne mange que des légumes does not mean I do not eat vegetables. It means I eat only vegetables. That is a completely different meaning and a completely different answer on your mark scheme. Examiners specifically credit candidates who correctly identify the restrictive meaning of ni que rather than treating it as a simple negative. Let's also talk about connective words and discourse markers, because these are the signposts of a text. When you see sependent or portant, that means however or nevertheless. These words signal a contrast or a contradiction. So if the first part of a sentence says something positive and then you see sependent, expect something negative or contradictory to follow. Similarly, donc means therefore and signals a conclusion or consequence. Bien qui means although and introduces a concession. Malgré means despite. These words shape the meaning of entire sentences, and if you miss them, you will misread the tone and attitude of the writer entirely. This brings us to the skill of inferring attitude and opinion. Many questions on the OCR paper ask you to identify whether a person feels positive, negative, or mixed about something. The answer is rarely stated outright. Instead, you need to read the emotional vocabulary and the grammatical structure. Words like malheureusement, meaning unfortunately, hélas, meaning alas, or je regrette, meaning I regret, all signal negative attitudes. Words like heureusement, meaning fortunately, je suis ravi, meaning I am delighted, or cela me plaît, meaning this pleases me, signal positive attitudes. Irony is harder to spot, but look for exaggerated positive language in a clearly negative context or vice versa. Now let's move into exam tips and the most common mistakes candidates make. This is where marks are lost and won. Mistake number one, reading only the question, not the text. Many candidates look at a multiple choice question, spot a word from one of the options in the text, and immediately circle that answer. This is called distractor spotting, and examiners design questions specifically to catch you doing this. The correct answer will almost never use the exact same words as the text. Instead, it will paraphrase or use a synonym. So when you read the text, you are looking for meaning, not matching words. Mistake number two, ignoring the surrounding syntax. Even if you know what one word means, the words around it change everything. Sensible in French means sensitive, not sensible. Rester means to stay, not to rest. Assister à means to attend, not to assist. Library means bookshop, not library. These faux amis are tested regularly. The OCR mark scheme specifically awards marks for correct interpretation and penalizes literal but incorrect translations. Mistake number three, not reading the questions first. Before you read the text, read the questions. This tells you what you are looking for. If the question asks about someone's future plans, you focus on future tense markers. If it asks about a past experience, you focus on past tense verbs. This targeted reading saves time and focuses your attention on the right parts of the text. Mistake number four, not using process of elimination in multiple choice questions. If you are unsure of the correct answer, eliminate the ones you know are wrong. Often, you can identify one or two clearly incorrect distractors, which improves your odds significantly. Look for options that contradict something clearly stated in the text, or that use a word from the text but in the wrong context. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what does actuellement mean in French? The answer is currently or at the moment, not actually. Question two, what does the construction ne que mean? It means only. It is a restrictive construction, not a simple negative. Question three, if you see il et moi in a text, is the person doing the action now or do they wish to do it? They wish to do it. The conditional tense expresses desire or hypothetical situations, not current reality. Question four, what does suppendant signal in a sentence? It signals a contrast or contradiction. Expect the meaning to shift after this word. Question five, name two faux amis you must never confuse. Any two from actuellement, meaning currently not actually sensible meaning, sensitive, not sensible, rester, meaning to stay, not to rest, library, meaning bookshop, not library, assister, meaning to attend, not to assist, sympathique, meaning nice or friendly, not sympathetic. How did you do? If you got all five, you are already thinking like an examiner. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we have covered today. Inferring meaning from context requires three core skills: reading tense markers to identify time frames, understanding negation patterns, especially ne que, meaning only, and avoiding faux amis by never assuming a French word means what it looks like in English. Always read the questions before the text. Look for synonyms and paraphrases rather than identical words. Use connective words like suppendant and portant as signposts for shifts in meaning, and in multiple choice questions, eliminate distractors systematically. Remember, the OCR reading paper rewards candidates who demonstrate genuine comprehension, not just word recognition. The examiners want to see that you can decode meaning, infer attitude, and synthesize information across a text. That is assessment objective three, which carries 55% of the marks in this component. So every time you practice reading a French text, ask yourself, what is the writer actually communicating? What tense are they using? Are there any negations or connectives that change the meaning? What attitude or opinion is implied? You have got this. Keep practicing, keep reading French texts, and remember, context is everything. Good luck in your exam. A bientôt!